Con Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Here he is, mayoral candidate Willie Wilson has stepped into the studio. And Willie, I want to tell you something.
All right.
Now, we've known each other a long time.
That's right.
And when you first jumped into this race, I thought, well, it's going to be a pretty steep uphill climb for you. And yet, you stayed in it, you've stayed in it. You've been the top of conversation through a lot of these last number of months. And in the televised debates, you see other candidates respecting and deferring to you for things. Have you noticed that?
Well, I just go one way. I just keep going forward.
So I yesterday made my official prognostication of what's going to happen
you
in
did.
This race, and I am rarely wrong about these things. Anna will
That's
attest
true.
To that.
You're pretty right. good at the prognostication.
Yes, when it comes to elections, I'm good. I wish I could do that with football and all other forms of gambling, but I can't. But in this particular case, I think the final two here, there will not be a winner here, 50 plus one, but there will be two finalists to go to the runoff. The first Tuesday of May, and it is going to be Bill Daley and Willie Wilson.
Well, I'm honored to hear that. I figured it'd be Willie Wilson by himself, 51%.
Yeah, I know you figured
you
that.
You got to say that, don't you? But if you could face off against one candidate, who would you think would be the best person to create a good debate for the city and somebody you'd like to oppose?
Well, I believe this here that. And all the rest of the candidates, like Bill Daley and Prep Work is bad for the city. I mean, they already bought. They're bought by other people. What are you going to do? He got to talk to
Because they've been
else.
Financed by other people, you mean?
Yeah, right, right. I mean, look, if somebody gave me $5 million or $2 million or $1 million, they got control of me. So I'm the only one that nobody had control over.
Because you're using your own money.
I my own
self-funding.
Money. Yeah. Although the reality there is that you sort of beholden to a lot of people. Now, what's amazing about Chicago politics, you could not give a presidential candidate $1 million. Nobody could do that. But you can give a Chicago mayoral candidate $1 million. It's totally legal. Right?
I had a press conference earlier this morning. Corruption. I put that, if anybody donate any money to the mayor person who wins mayor or alderman, they cannot do business with the city of Chicago for that term.
Right. People have been talking about that. You think you could get that through the council? Can I go back to something that you would that's in your commercials that is I might have had a little bit of fun with this, but anyway, here's the point. You talk about police superintendents because obviously safety, Chicago Police Department, these are always going to be very much at the top of any kind of mayoral election. But you're talking about having more than just one superintendent. Do you mean guys who, if you have four of them, I think was your plan, right?
Four, right.
Four.
Uh-huh.
So four superintendents and, who then is ultimately responsible for the police department?
Well, I'll be responsible for them, but you got four superintendent police, get you closer to the community, get the job done, hold each superintendent police accountable. And that particular segment that they have.
And what is the segment? Are you doing geographically?
Well, I break the city up in four sections.
So geographically?
Yeah, okay. Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And making sure we have equality, contract, job, promotion. All right? Because I believe the biggest problem is communication. I don't think it's so much. Look, I understand Chicago is segregated. All right? But I think a lot of our problem is not so much as racist as a communication. I'm just a firm believer in that. I have friends that I never would have thought that have been my friends today. But it was a big lack of communication because we stay in our part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of hang separate.
Yeah.
Right.
That breeds
mistrust, right, between people.
Right. Putting it and holding them accountable in their particular segment of the city, making sure that they equal opportunity for everybody, hold them accountable for everything, making sure the cars is make the job, promotion, everything. I feel a lot of stuff going to go away.
Now, but originally when you said this, you were talking about there should be one that's black, one that's white, one that's Hispanic, yeah. and then other. I don't know what other was.
Asian,
okay.
Et cetera.
But you can't really do, that's not constitutional. You wouldn't be able to actually do that. So you would so that's why you'd have to be able to break it up geographically. So would you do it sort of the way that congressional districts are drawn? Like you'd have a map that is primarily African-American, a map that's primarily Hispanic, map that's primarily white, and then that's how you would do it?
I would mix the state up. I mean, because right now it's not equally divided that way. All right? I would take, let's just say we took downtown, mix the cars and population, and let's say there's 100 police officers, making sure we reflect equal all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
The south side, west side, the same thing. Police ride together. Police talk together. Police understand.
So you want a mixture of police officers in these?
Yes.
You don't want that. You don't want black, Hispanic.
No.
You want everybody. Okay.
I want a mixture.
All right.
Because kind of like, okay, if I walk in a restaurant at night and it's all Caucasian at a restaurant, I'm pretty nervous. All right. I gotta watch myself to the car. All right. I'm nervous as hell.
What are you afraid is gonna happen?
Well, you know, a lot of things have happened to me in the past. Like, you know, they call different names. Like down in Southern Illinois, when I was driving home, went to in a restaurant. It was back a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Came at the door and said, "Oh, you can't come in. We don't allow people like you to come in."
How long ago was that?
That was about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
In this century, which is, it should be pretty alarming.
It's startling
but,
to begin with.
But here again, look at what happened to me with the Democratic Party and presidential today. That was 2015 and 2016, presidential. I couldn't even walk on the stage with the other white candidate. I could not do it. All right. So that wasn't long ago. You know, South Carolina, Mississippi, you know, all these different types of things. But I didn't get bitter about it. We still talk and laugh. And even when we on the stage together, like the other night, mm-hmm. Paul and all of everything.
Right.
I kid around with those guys. Okay. David, Prep Winkle, I shake a hand, everything. But some of them, I don't like the things that they do, you know.
Right.
So that's what it comes to. I would never allow myself to hate anybody.
Okay, schools. We talked about you talked about this in your commercials as well. That you know you're concerned about schools closing, and that makes it harder for kids and parents. I think you made an excellent point in this. You don't really hear people talking about this, and it is an important point that. You know, that's the schools socialize not just the kids; they socialize all the parents around each other too.
Absolutely,
because you know that's you're raising children, and mm-hmm. you know you have a common interest. What can you do? Because the money is running out here. Where do you find the money to do this, or is there some other creative business solution that you've got?
Well, first of all, look here. I say this. I tell everybody this. I am a bona fide businessman. Bona fide.
That's for sure.
All right. I have to balance my budget with my own dollars to keep my employees working around the world. All right. I got to balance the budget. When I look at, and I was trying to explain this other night on Channel 11, and I said, I'm going to talk about how you balance the budget to pay the pension. They didn't give me enough time to do it. All right. But I would take that $10 billion budget, $7 billion in payroll. Right. 42% to 45% in other cities, San Francisco, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, like 70%, okay? You got at least $2 billion in overtime in the budget here. So if I need 100 people to do a job, I'm talking about 500 people, all right? So you a couple of $1 billion there, right? Then you take...
Does it mean you would fire people?
No, it would mean this year. It'll mean that people that cut the overtime out. So look,
but how are you going to get the jobs done?
They're not getting the job done now.
But okay, so let's say overtime, and again, you know, you got police and overtime. You got exigent circumstances occur. You might have maybe there's rallies. You know, something happens exogenously, politically, or whatever, and people want to start marching. You need overtime for that. If you know, God forbid, there's some sort of you know disaster here, you need overtime for that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and those are the things that happen. That's where you're running into the overtime. There, how do you do away with the overtime? They're not going to work for for no money if they're going to work.
But
it's
more than just overtime. It's more than just overtime. All right. If I got a job making $100,000 a year and rake straight salary, now I'm making $300,000, something wrong with that. Okay? The situation that Ron just did with the parachuter kind of a thing, with the people now giving them the contract beyond, all right, the regular time. All
beyond
right?
His years in office, so that they can continue on.
Right, which is wrong. That just goes to show you the corrupt, all right? Now, you take when people get retired. You don't have to replace them when they retire, all right? Any business that don't have a payroll 70% is already out of business. We can't run Chicago.
But you think there could be fewer police officers here?
Huh?
Do you think there should be fewer police officers in Chicago?
I don't think we got enough. I think what we got to do is put the economic resources, the contract and job in those communities. Just like we put downtown, O'Hare, $8 billion, sidewalk talking about $2 billion. Why don't we take a couple of $1 billion and put into those 8 communities that caused those problems?
You mentioned O'Hare. Do you think we should sell O'Hare or Midway?
I don't know. That'd be a good study point. We have to look at the numbers. I definitely have to look at those numbers and see where it's shaking out and what's
what. As a business guy, is there a way to make more money than the city's already making? Like when we, as soon as we sold the parking spots, another company came in and found a way to make a mint off of it. Same thing with the Skyway. Is there something, as a business guy, as a guy who was a McDonald's owner operator and then very successful other business afterwards, is there something you see at O'Hare and Midway that you when you go through there a lot?
Yeah.
Is there something you see that you think, man, we could make money off of this?
I think you make a lot of money. I think also you got, here's another problem you got with Midway, O'Hare, and the whole city of Chicago. They don't bid the contract out equally and fairly. So if I got this ring on here and paid $100 for this ring.
The ring on your finger, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. If I bid it out, okay, maybe it might cost me $50, all right? All these contracts, same people getting these contracts over and over and over again.
So you make the process fair.
Right.
You heard the governor today in his budget address saying that he's one of the ways to balance the budget and eventually get us to some kind of financial stability is to sell off assets, state assets, privatize, sell them off. The tollway was mentioned. Are there other things outside of the airports that you would consider selling in terms of assets the city currently owns?
See, we got to take a look at it. Only way I can make an intelligent decision, the way I always make a decision, I get the number, look at them, get with the employee. In this case, I'll get with the city of Chicago. We'll bid out and take that thing one step at a time. Because here's what happened. It that if you don't bid stuff out and give people equal opportunity, you're paying way, way too much. All right? Look, those guys balance the budget with taxpayer dollars. Problem is they don't balance it with their own dollars. All right? When you balance a budget with your own household, you got to make it work. All right? Mm-hmm. Everybody, but you use other people's money, you just spend, all right? But I would have to take a look at both of them, but I guarantee you this much. Just as I woke up one morning in debt, $72 million, because the market changed on my business, $72 million in debt overnight, right? I had to get down and take care of it. I came out of $72 million less than three years.
I need you to do my taxes.
I know, really.
Let me ask you very quickly, what has been your favorite moment of this campaign so far?
Calling out these crooked politicians. And I think all of them need to investigate it. Honest to God, truth.
Well, they are. You're not wrong, and it's happening. But no, is there a moment? Is there like a moment that you had, like an interpersonal moment, or you appeared somewhere, and there was it just changed the way that you feel about life? Is it something that 10 years from now you're going to look back upon on this run and remember that moment?
Well, I remember the moment in terms of when people figured they had me passing out money.
and you fought everybody
night,
on that,
right?
Because they said that you couldn't do it, and it turns out you were allowed.
Well, no, my.
And I like that answer because that's a real answer. It's like, remember when I got over on those guys? They want to put me in the clink. Remember that? I love that moment.
I got my own money.
All right.
Well, dang.
Willie Wilson. It's Willie Wilson for Mayor is your website. It's your handle for everything.
And Willie Wilson for Mayor. Yeah. I predict you're looking at right now your next mayor in the city of Chicago. You're looking at him.
All right. Willie, well, I put you in the top two.
Yeah, Rose got you there.
I don't know. We have to get you there on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we'll talk about whether or not I think you're going to be the next mayor. But right now, I think you're going to be in the top two. And people think, I say that, and people go, no, you're kidding. I'm like, no, I'm not kidding.
Well, he's dead heat of the lead. You look at the margin of error, you're up there in terms of the latest polls.
And the undecideds, where the undecideds are going to break, undecideds, for the main characters here who are, you know, household names, people have already decided on them a long time ago. The undecideds are going to go with people that are fairly new to the process. Now, you're not completely new to the process, but this is your biggest moment on the political stage so far.
All right.
So I think that breaks toward you. And I think that you're seeing some other politicians kind of falling apart here who are at the very top of the heap. And if there's going to be a protest vote or there's going to be a vote for something totally new, where is it going to go? And I think it's going to go to Willie Wilson. All right.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
I know it's going to be to me. Thank you, guys. And I'm your next mayor. Remember that. I said it on this show.
All right. I'll let you know. You know what? Leave your headshot and resume and I'll let you know. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Willie Wilson. We got right now, Kim Gordon. What's happening in the news at the top of the hour?
If your Metro train seems empty, we'll tell you why.